Yeah.
All right, we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes this survey. All right. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very satisfied, and I did this survey already.
You have? Ooh,
yes,
okay.
Someone did call me.
Were you able to finish it all the way? Or was it... Perhaps was it slightly, because we do have different surveys. If you'd like, we can continue.
Okay,
or...
we'll just continue. We'll continue.
Okay. All right. So when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and 10 means that it's a very important issue to you. Okay, so the first issue is voting rights.
10.
Okay, criminal justice reform.
10.
All right. Crime and violence.
10.
All right. The next one is democracy.
10.
Next one is healthcare.
10.
Okay. Jobs and wages.
10.
Okay. Housing rights.
10.
Inflation and the cost of living.
I'll give it out of 10 also.
Okay. Immigration.
About 8.
Climate change.
10.
All right. Racism and discrimination.
10 plus.
Okay. And abortion rights?
9.
Okay, student loan debt.
8.
And the last one is kindergarten to 12th grade education.
10.
Okay, next question. All right, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Okay. All right. What is your race?
I am black.
Okay.
African American.
Black African American? Okay. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay. What is the year of your birth?
1953.
Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree that you have?
High school graduation.
Okay. All right. Next question. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
10.
10. Okay. All right. Next question. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matters most to your community? Please rate that from 0 to 10.
I would say a 9.
Okay. All right. So please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 5 means that you do not particularly feel warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. Okay, so the first one is Sherelle Parker.
8.
Okay, next one is Bob Casey.
9.
Next one is J.D. Vance.
0.
Okay. Next one is Larry Krasner.
Never heard of him.
Never heard. Okay. Next one is John Fetterman.
8.
Okay. And Josh Shapiro.
9.
Okay. All right. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West?
Kamala.
All right, next question. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be the House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I was, and it was Biden.
Donald Trump. Biden. Okay. Next question. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a difference, a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
A big difference.
Okay. All right, I'm going to read you a list of possible reasons why your vote might not make a difference. Please select the top 3 reasons that apply to you. So you can pick up the 3. Okay. Politicians don't push policies that specifically benefit black people. Next one is, the issues that matters to me are never on the agenda. Next is, the system is racist and not built to support black people. Next, politicians don't keep their promises. And next is, there's not enough outreach to people like me. Would you want me to read them again?
Could you read them again? And what am I to do with those? To say yes, no?
Mm-hmm. You can select the top 3 reasons that you feel applies to you. So
okay.
Politicians don't push policies that specifically benefit black people. The issues that matter to me are never on the agenda. The system is racist and not built to support black people. That one. Okay. Next one is politicians don't keep their promises. Next one is, there's not enough outreach to people like me.
I like that one.
Okay.
I like that one. And what was the second one? It was something about sometimes they don't have issues that cover.
The issues that matter to me are never on the agenda.
That's my 3.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Next question. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the following statement? The statement says, most people would take advantage of you if you let them.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay. All right, I'm going to read you a list of factors that might make you feel like your vote would make a difference. Please select the top 3 reasons that apply to you. Okay, so it's 3 again. Okay, first one says, if I could get all government benefits like help with student loans, small business money, tax credits, and home utility discounts on one website or app. Wait, I'm sorry, let me read that again. If I could get all government benefits, like help with student loans, small business money, tax credits, and home utility discounts on one website or app. Okay. If there was easier access to voting in black neighborhoods, etc. Example, more polling places and mail-in voting. So that was the second.
I like that one. That's one.
Okay. The third statement says, if there was more transparency to track how my tax dollars are being spent by politicians. The fourth statement says, if there were black leadership or organizations that held the government accountable to the black community. And the fifth one says, if black people had more money and resources. So two more would you say apply to you? If black people had more money and resources, if there were black leadership or organizations that held the government accountable to their black community.
That one right there. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. If there were more transparency to track how my tax dollars are being spent by politicians. If I could get all government benefits like help with student loans, small business money, tax credits, and home utility discounts on one website or app. So that's
transparency.
One. Transparency, okay. There was more transparency mm-hmm. to track how my tax dollars are being spent. Okay. All right. We're about 74% done with the survey. Thank you for your patience. All right, below is a list of some policies that, if implemented, would empower black communities by ensuring our elected officials represent our community experience and priorities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each policy would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10. Where 10 means that the policy would strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means that you're not so sure, and a 0 means the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. All right, the first statement says, they want us to believe nothing gets better, so we don't vote, but we can hold our leaders accountable and demand real changes. This year, the Pennsylvania Senate Democrats took a big step forward passing key police reform bills. Senate Bill 459 requires police to maintain detailed records of use of force incidents. Our community's future is at stake. If they don't step up, we'll vote them out and find someone who will. So for that statement...
10,
okay. Next one... Sometimes it feels like politicians make promises they never keep, but we hold the power to demand accountability and push for change in our communities. Mayor Sherelle Parker's $6.3 billion budget is a step forward, funding more police officers, better streets, improved public transit, and cleaner neighborhoods. We're not just voting, we're keeping receipts. If politicians don't follow through, we'll show them the door. From 0 to 10.
10.
How would that strongly? Okay. Okay. It, next statement, it's easy to doubt government promises, but our strength can secure resources. Governor Shapiro is offering $10.5 million in federal grants for small, diverse businesses affected by COVID-19. Grants range from $2,500 to $10,000. Stand with us, our involvement is crucial. It's our duty to take advantage of these resources. 0 to 10 on that one. Okay, next one. No matter what party is in control, sometimes life does not get better for many of us in the black community. But as Nipsey Hussle said, sometimes you have to take 2 steps back to take 10 forward. Change can take a long time, but it does happen. Our voters are our leverage. If they don't deliver for our communities, we'll make sure they're out of a job. 0 to 10.
10.
Okay, thank you. Next question. All right. Okay, thank you for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. Okay, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on the issues that matter to you? Between 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? From 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. All right. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Voting makes a big difference.
All right. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means not
10.
Likely at all, and 10 means you're extremely. Okay?
10.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Heterosexual. That's what, number one. Yeah.
Right, okay. All right. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Okay. Next question. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes.
Okay. Next question. Are you a... I know you told me you said you're a Black African American. The next question says, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Nope.
No? Okay. Not at all. Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
All right. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay, next question. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time.
I'm retired.
Retired, okay. All right. We're almost done. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$50,000 yearly.
Okay. All right. What is your present religion, if any?
I am non-denominational.
Non-denominational, okay.
Yep.
All right. All right. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once
weekly.
A week? Once a week. Okay, once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay. Now, what the information, what are you all going to do with it from here?
That I'm not very sure of. That we're not told what happens, but I'm assuming they just look over it to see what people prefer, what people believe,
mm-hmm.
what people's opinions
mm-hmm.
may be.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
ma'am. Based on
oh.
background, ages, and last, like, for example, maybe results from the past and further, like, new projects and such. But yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
I believe so.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, and you have a good rest of the day.
All right. Thank you as well. Thank you so much for your
okay.
time. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We don't need that anymore. Let's